Peter, a very successful tournament for Scotland.
Yes, it has been. The guys have played pretty consistently all week. Played well, and I think they saved one of their best games up for today against obviously what is a good opposition, no doubt about it.
Your opening bowlers bowled very well.
They did bowl very well. We're fortunate to have a reasonable attack across the board, you know what I mean? But they did. We set out to bowl first today and hopefully do some damage, and it worked out pretty well.
We surprised the Irish batted. I mean, at the overcast conditions and looked a bit of green.
We did talk about it last night, and we felt that the Irish would bat, irrespective of conditions. You know, their strength is in their batting, although they are a very good side across the board. But we felt that maybe bowling was our answer, so we thought that was the way to go. So, not really.
What players have impressed you with Scotland this week? I mean, who do you reckon will really do well in the senior side? I know a few of them have already played a few games for them.
I'm always a person hesitant to mention names because I'm such a, I put a high price on the team scenario. Generally, I think our bowling, has stood up pretty solidly all week. We did discuss last night that our batters had to come to the party today if we're going to win. And today I was delighted with Andy's knock.
He batted very well.
He steered the ship home, which was something we were looking at and we've talked about. His glove work on the first day was outstanding. But I think you've got to take your hat off to our bowlers. You know, they did a great job during the week.
Yeah, looking forward now to Sri Lanka?
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, we come in with the objective of winning the tournament. An outcome of that would have been qualification. We've done both those. So obviously over the moon, and just delighted for the lads. You know what I mean? They played good cricket.